very misleading. Our offense was based on, you know, getting the running back and the tight ends the ball when we get in the red zone. And a lot of people didn't understand or realize that, but that was a big part of us getting down to the red zone. And when we got down there, you know, it was up to the head coach and the OC to put points on the board. And, you know, this didn't fall in my category, but, you know, we won a lot of games and I was very productive, and that's what you can ask for from a player.
Can you it's always good to ask a receiver how the quarterbacks are throwing. Can you tell us how McCowan and how this quarterback group is looking so far?
I think their level and confidence has definitely boosted since yesterday. Today they was out here throwing into tight spots. All the receivers were making plays. And it's starting to click faster. And I think it's the first time in my 9 years, the second day of camp has been fluent and more people are making plays more than the first day. So that's a plus.
How do you explain that, an improvement in just one day?
I can't, man. It's just by watching it, it looks unbelievable. And I guess after we break down film and see, you know, the positive it's making, we just got to stay on track to keep climbing and not going up and down. I think once we get that formula, we'll be pretty good and pretty stable.
So you're saying this is one of the best days of camp you've seen from quarterbacks?
For the second day, yeah, since I've been in the NFL. And it's only going to get better. You know, the time is going to get better. We're going to work more and more and more, getting the book more and more. For a second day, I would give it an A-.
Do you view yourself as the number one receiver on this team?
Of course. You got three number one receivers. You know, you got me, Hawk, and you got Taylor Gabriel, and you got Brian Hartline. So each guy can step up in that spot and produce. It's just whenever your number is called, it's time to make the play.
How about this Taylor Gabriel guy? I'm sure you probably hadn't heard of him before you got here.
Never did, but once I got here, that was the first receiver that actually clicked with me. And to see somebody that young, that talented, and he really don't know how good he is until you get with a veteran guy that's going to show you the ropes and show you how to practice, show you how to study, show you how to eat, show you how to work. And I think once he develops all that, he's going to be a top receiver in the NFL.
Really?
Yes.
What do you think he has to do this season on the field?
Stay healthy. Just work on the little things. You know, coming down flat, quarterback friendly with routes. But he's got all the attributes. He's fast. He's quick. He got good hands. He just needs a little fine tuning, and that's when you bring an old vet in like me to help a young guy out.
How do you go about getting on the same page as McCown, and how well do you think you know him after a few months?
It starts off in the playbook, studying together, and coming out on the field before practice, working on some things that you didn't get from the other day. And you know, me and him are pretty much clicking right now, so it's not that much we need to work on. Besides, you know, what we're doing that day. And I think, you know, as the days progress, we'll have more bigger plays and things like that.
Speaking of the playbook, I mean, it seems as though the description of the offense is that there'll be a heavy dose of run here.
60-40.
You think 60-40?
I think 60-40. And I think if you go 60-40, you'll have any defense off balance. I mean, you got a big guy like me who can make plays in the red zone. You got Taylor Gabriel who can be in the slot and make some things happen. And our tight ends are extremely well blocking the ball and catching. And our running backs, man, you got Duke, you got Crow, those guys are shifty, can take hits, can, you know, get 3 yards if you need it. And that's all you can ask for right now, second day of camp.
You like Flip's offense all right? And what definitely characteristics hit you?
He's putting everybody in position to make plays. He's finding out guys' weaknesses, guys' strength, and he's gonna build offense around that instead of just being stern on calling plays. And not only if it's work for that guy, he's putting everybody in a position to make plays, and that's all you can ask for in the OC.
You got a new boss, too. What are your impressions of Pet?
Pet, real quiet, down to earth, about his business, want to win. And, you know, he's a defensive side, so we can't.
I thought he was coming over your guy's way 3 times a day now.
He is, but deep down, he's a defensive guy. So we don't want to, do him too bad over there in the offense. But the defense is looking good. They're pretty sound, and I think this year we really have a chance.
This secondary, Joe just said outside yesterday that he believes they're the best secondary in the league. I mean, what could you run through your impressions of that secondary?
I can say, this being my ninth year, that's definitely the best defense I've played against. And that's not just because I'm on the team. You have 3 or 4 Pro Bowls on that side that's fast, that's flying around. And Joe Hayden, man, I haven't went against a corner like that since Champ Bailey, you know. And
Dwayne, would you mind, some of us were over listening to Ray Farmer, do you mind talking about a few things that you may have already gone through? Your big play today from...
You call that a big play?
From Josh.
Several.
It was just a, it was a, I had a little, it was a special play. Let me let out the juice. It was a special play. And, you know, my job was to fake out the DB, act like I was blocking, and Gabe was faking the screen, and Josh made a pretty throw, so I had to, you know, bring out my rookie year film and go make that play. But I think overall, man, this team is starting to play together, starting to build a little confidence. I think day by day we're going to get better and better and climb and climb, and then you can expect, you know, good things out of this group.
Hey, Dwayne, could you just comment on Eric Berry being cleared?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, God is good, man. That guy, even when he was going through his treatment, he still was training. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, his heart, man, his will, his tenacity, he wanted to be the best. And to see a guy go through something like that and still want to play this game, no matter if it costs him his life, he's really laid on the line because he's doing it for so many other reasons. And everybody loves him. He's a great guy. I wish him the best and, you know, good luck for him.
What is Josh McCown showing him so far?
Oh my gosh, 13-year veteran. He's showing all the potential of being, you know, top five quarterback in the NFL. And the last time he started, I mean, he had great numbers in Tampa. A lot of people don't really know. But he said he'd never been around a team that clicked this fast and that's this good. So, you know, only time will tell during the season, you know, how we really going to look. Because out here, we're going to do good, we're going to do great. But in the season, we're going to do even better.
So a lot of people look at his record last year as 1-10. He's 17-32 in his career. So do you think, I mean, it's just going to surprise a lot of people what he can do?
We're going to be the sleepers. Look at my numbers last year. And look at my numbers 4 years prior to that, led the league. So it's not about, you know, what you did that last year. It's about what you're doing now. And what he's performing out here is unbelievable, making tight throws, trusting his receivers. And that's all you can ask for in a receiver, for a quarterback to trust you and lay it on the line. That's what you're doing.
Is his accuracy and athleticism better than you thought even coming in?
Oh, definitely. You know, you see somebody in there over 10 years, they say they don't got it anymore. That's the knock. But I see him as, like, one of the best I have. And he's making great throws, smart throws, and he's mobile in the pocket more than what people think. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
Dwayne, can you talk more about the team chemistry you were talking about? We kind of said the team clicking, and last year it was a big pickup with Whitner and Dansby. Do you feel like you can be like that with the offense, more offensive leadership?
Definitely, definitely. That's why they brought me in. You know, I'm a leader, role model. I'm going to get the guys to play as one. And
how do you do that?
You just make plays, and to tell them it's easy. You know, you can do the same thing. Just watch me, and you lead by example. And once one person makes plays, it's a trigger-down effect to the wide receivers, to the running backs, to the O-line, to the quarterback. And then you have that trickle effect of the whole offense, and that's when you become dangerous.
As far as Josh McCown is concerned, it seems like he's almost really rejuvenated. He's running around like a kid out there.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't seem 36.
He doesn't. I think he's excited, man. He know, you know, what this team has to offer. He's very, very, very humble. And he just want everybody to play on the same accord. If he finishes like that, he want the receivers to finish like that. You know, like I said, once you make that contagious of everybody finishing, you're going to be a hard team to beat.
Go ahead, Michael.
The guys that brought in this past year, you and Tremont and Randy, all 30-something guys, you see a theme here for the organization that they feel that, you know, yeah, you can get all these young guys, but we need some guys that know the game.
I guess that's what they was thinking, but I think if you have majority young guys on your team, you have that's a lot of positive energy. Then when you get some older guys, they're going to bring the humbleness, the time to study, the time to put in, to show the younger guys at an early level. If you can get this trait, you'll be as good as us. And I think they have a good philosophy in picking up people and putting guys in roles to make the team better.
What do you think of the Terrell Pryor experiment so far? What have you seen in Terrell, and maybe what is your involvement in helping him actually pull this out?
I've never seen a quarterback transition from quarterback to receiver in two practices and did as good as he did ever. And I was telling him that in meetings today, I was just like, just stick with me, be patient. It's going to be hard at first, but he's making it look so easy that he's starting to scare me. He's going to be really, really good, more than what people think. He's just going to come in and be a body. No, he's actually going to play here and make plays for this team.
Have you ever seen anybody else try to make the transition from quarterback to
I have, but they haven't been that big. he's a big guy physically. He knows how to use his hands just as a wide out there. So I'm waiting to see it in the game what he can do. I know out here he's gonna be a monster.
How much is he picking your brain?
I'm actually picking his brain because he's a quarterback in the receiver room. So he's going over the checks and things like that, and we all looking like, man, you're a receiver now. You ain't got to go over the protections. I don't need to know that. But he's covering all grounds in the playbook and on the field. So he's definitely helping us out a lot.
Who else do you know that did that before, that tried to make that switch?
It was a guy who played for us. His name was – it's irrelevant.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. But he didn't – it wasn't that fluent.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to come from – because quarterbacks are not physical, you know, mainly. And he's big, physical, and fast. So, you know, that's a plus.
So you said he's going to make plays for you. So there's no doubt in your mind he's going to make
the team?
No doubt.
Okay. He's extremely talented. He has the work ethic, and he's a team player.
Hey, Jerome, when you see Josh make some of the throws like he did today on those deep outs, drop it right in the bucket, do you say, you know, we can win games with this guy as our quarterback?
Definitely. But if a guy can take that chance and make those throws, he's confident. And once you get a receiver to make those plays for you all the way down the field, it builds confidence, chemistry with the whole offense. And we go back in there and we talk about it, like, man, Josh, you do that tomorrow, man, it's going to be a good day. And then we start picking it up and everybody start flowing this one, and that's when we get that continuity that we're going to be something good.
All right, thanks, everybody.